On this program, we've reported on the concern and anger over taxpayer dollars being spent on federal bailouts. This morning, we have a look at how some of that federal money actually made it to Main Street. In this case, we're talking about funds that went to a bank here in California. That helped a small-town merchant get a loan, and when he survived, lots of other businesses benefited. NPR's Carrie Kahn follows the money.
Thompson Lang is a self-described optimist. He's a fitness buff, he talks fast, and frequently tosses his brown bangs off his brow. The only time he ever seems to get the blues is when he's singing them in four-part harmony.
Gave birth to the blues, gave birth to the blues.
But late last year, Lang was so consumed with worry that he nearly gave up his singing. He was about to lose the home and garden business he's owned for more than a decade in downtown Carmel. Lang's bank informed him it wasn't lending him any more money.
We have business lines of credit that were being squeezed, not canceled, but actually, you know, it's like, okay, we're lowering your credit limit to what you owe. And that's a very scary thing.
That meant Lang wouldn't be able to restock his store for the Christmas season. And with declining sales, he was falling behind on bills. Making matters even worse, Lang was at the time president of Carmel's Chamber of Commerce. He was terrified he'd have to shut down the store while serving as the public face of Carmel's business community.
The day that I handed the gavel over in December, I literally had, this sounds dramatic, I literally had to go home and lay down because I was so relieved that I had made it through to the end.
Lang and his brother Beau, who co-owns the store, muddled through the winter, which is always slow in tourist-dependent Carmel. Then last month, the brothers received a call from a loan officer at a local bank. Did they need help?
We asked, it's like, why do you have money to a loan? And they said they had received some TARP money, and they were taking that seriously, is it like getting it out into the community.
The Langs qualified for a loan from Pacific Capital Bancorp, which had received $180 million from TARP.
Our funding is getting to Main Street.
Spokeswoman Debbie Whiteley wouldn't say exactly how much of the federal funds had been lent out, but she did say that Pacific Bancorp originated nearly $200 million in loans in the last quarter of 2008. Most of it went to small businesses along California's central coast.
Supporting those businesses with capital when the credit environment is very tight like this is what's going to help improve our economy.
With the loan in hand, the Langs paid off vendors and jumped at an opportunity to open a second location at one of the town's most prestigious retail centers. Thompson Lang was able to keep his five employees and hire two more for the new shop. The reach of Pacific Bancorp's loan went even further, trickling out to other parts of the community. Bob Good owns the Pot Shop, a sprawling pottery store filled with fountains along a busy stretch of Highway 1 in nearby Moss Landing.
Sometimes we call our customers potheads.
When the Langs decided to expand their business, they came to Good. He'll supply pots to their new garden shop.
It's exciting to have a new customer. It's exciting to have other people sharing our pots and our love of pots and gardening.
Up the road in Castroville, Robin Stockwell's business will also reap some benefits.
We're at my nursery, and the nursery is about 2.5 acres of succulent plants. I'm a specialty succulent grower.
Stockwell Succulents will fill many of those new pots in Lang's garden shop. He's glad the local bank loaned money to the Langs, but like many, Stockwell thinks federal bailouts help Wall Street more than Main Street.
I hope that there are more banks that are helping people like that, but we'll see.
Stockwell may be skeptical about a loosening of the credit crunch, but Thompson Lang isn't.
I do see that those of us that have made it through this part, there's going to be the ability to take a deep breath and go, okay, I think we can now continue forward.
With his financial blues behind him, Lang can get back to singing them.
That the Southland gave birth.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Blues gave birth to the blues.